getting your sales point across with skillful questioning. I want to share with you today a story of just really how a conversation went with a prospective client the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, where I could clearly see that they had an issue that I could help them with. And this person was not seeing it. And so the challenge was, how can you find a way to plant the seed so that your prospect feels like they came up with a solution themselves and therefore are very enthusiastic about the idea of you helping them? And so the way that skillful salespeople do this, you'll notice if you're ever in a conversation with somebody who's really good at this, is they will ask questions. And there's certain types of questions that will elicit a response. And, you know, it's really hard to not consider a question when somebody asks it. It just it plants itself in your mind, and you feel this need to respond in some way. So the types of questions to consider when you're in a selling situation, and this applies whether you're writing copy or whether you are in a one-to-one conversation with someone or whether you are in a one-to-many conversation, is to consider several different questions, several different types of questions. So one type that you want to be very careful with and use very, I guess you would say, strategically and sparingly is a yes or no response, right? So a yes or no response limits the options. And if you're not absolutely certain which way the question is going to be answered, then you want to avoid getting the wrong answer. So if you're hoping that the answer would be a yes, and in reality it turns out to be a no, then that doesn't really help your situation at all, does it? So that's one type of question, is be careful about yes or no questions. And the second type of question is an open-ended question. And this is where the response can go in any direction. And what you're doing is you're eliciting information. Of course, these need to be done tactfully in a way that the person who you're asking a question to doesn't feel like, you know, you're putting them on trial, or, you know, it's challenging to them anyway. It needs to be put in a way that they feel your concern and that it's going to benefit them by, you know, providing you with an answer. One way to avoid them feeling put on the defensive is be very, very careful with asking the why question. If you ask someone why, that's immediately going to put up defenses. So you want to be very careful there. Now, the third question, this is kind of an advanced technique. I don't know where I learned this, but I think really, really good salespeople understand how this works, is to ask a what-if question. And not just any what-if, but it's a question that directs your prospect's thinking toward the possibility that you want them to consider without it seeming like it came from you. In other words, you're just kind of wondering, you know, and it takes a little bit of skill to do this, but you put yourself in a place, you know, you put yourself sort of in this role in the conversation with your prospect as if you're just kind of thinking out loud, right? And it gives them a chance to, like, fill in the blanks. So you just sketch out enough of the concept to where they have a sense of, oh, yeah, that could be the solution to this dilemma or this problem or this pain point that I've got. And once they fill in the blanks, now it's theirs. They feel like they've got it. So the I guess you would say the skill in asking this question is to paint just enough of the picture just sketch it out just enough so that they can then connect the dots and finish the picture for you. And once that happens, it's almost magical. People will take the idea and run with it, and they'll say, that, you know, I think I just came. It's almost as if they feel like they came up with the idea, and really they did, you know, in a sense. You just kind of help them see clearly what the solution was. So I hope that helps. I found that to be very successful. It actually generated a request for a proposal yesterday, which is, you know, one step in the sales process that I have in my copywriting business. And I hope that helps you in your business. And we'll see you again next time. If you have any questions, just head on over to strategiccopy.com. There's a contact form there. Until we get a better way to communicate back and forth, head over there, strategiccopy.com, that contact form. Shoot your questions or comments over there, and I'll be happy to answer them for you. Take care. Talk to you next time.